Lately, it's been hard for me to take a lot of pop music seriously, and one reason is that it's become so shockingly apolitical. As tumultuous as civil discourse has become, there's not too much on the radio that even touches on politics. Current music has become too polite and well-behaved, and that puts it in danger of being irrelevant. Unless we start seeing some acrimony in the coming year's Top 40, I fear that future musicologists won't have much to say about 2018. We've seen periods like this before, but when music becomes too complacent, new styles rise up from social change. A group will feel disenfranchised, like in the mid-60s when young American draftees developed a taste for a new heavy kind of rock. There will be anger, like with the disaffected punks of the Reagan 80s. An underground movement will start, like when the first hip-hop artists started bringing their turntables to neighborhood parties in the Bronx. A community of musicians will form, like the post-war bebop jazz players. The new sound won't be commercially viable at first, but then there will be a breakout song to rally around. It'll be a song that makes some people mad, but it'll be impossible to ignore. Expressions of outrage by the xenophobes fan the flames, and that's when the media take notice. Thus, styles are born. For music to be taken seriously, it has to have social meaning. My wish for 2018 is that musicians ruffle some feathers. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop.